Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. It's nice to hear you. How are you going?
I'm good, just at home in my PJs. Life couldn't be better, really.
I did see you posted a fantastic picture of in your dressing gown with your headpiece on, ready to go.
Oh, yes. Yep, ready and waiting, ready for the call.
Nice. Well, it's very good to hear your voice. And we're taking a new sort of a turn for stage direction because obviously people can't really go out and go to the theatre for the foreseeable.
No, we cannot.
So what are we doing now, Zoe?
Well, so I thought that just because we can't go out doesn't mean that theatre or the art stops at all. And there are lots of videos being made and live streams going on. So I thought each week I could talk about stuff that you can go check out online and also just some theatre facts on how theatre has evolved throughout history, because theatre is definitely evolving now.
Totally.
So I guess to start off... my friend and also a very, very good comedian, James Musterpick, always has released hilarious videos that some people might be aware of. But he released another one yesterday on Sue Nicholson from TVNZ's Sensing Murder.
Oh,
I don't know if you ever...
I never watched Sensing Murder, but I know about it mostly through James's long history of investigating Sensing Murder, let's say.
Yeah, me too, actually. I've never actually watched it. But so he watched this live stream that Sue Nicholson did and just cut out the best bits for us all to enjoy, which is also hilarious if you know about his feud that he got into with her last year. So it's just, you know, a good laugh, something to distract you and entertain you. You can check that out on his Facebook page, which is just, if you Google James Musterpick, or just search him on Facebook, his Facebook page should come up pretty
awesome.
Easily. So I definitely recommend watching that. I had a good giggle last night.
That sounds very good.
Another thing which is pretty cool is by another comedian who roams the hallowed halls of the classic, is doing an ongoing live stream, which will hopefully be every day, called Community Transmission. His name is Ra, and also his friend Ben. They live together, or at least they are...
Isolated together.
So they're hilarious, and they're going to try broadcast live every day from their lounge.
Awesome.
I think today they said it's hopefully going to go on about 2 p.m.
Cool.
And so they'll be doing that. You can tune in if you Facebook search Community Transmission. They also have an Instagram page, which is at Community Transmission NZ. I had a brief chat to Ry last night, and he was like, yeah, we've been friends since we're 13 and we're basically doing this show to try not to kill each other during the lockdown.
I think that's a very good way of managing it.
Yeah. So they're doing that. And also they said that they were kind of nervous about people not following the lockdown rules. So mm-hmm. It's like, we'll broadcast all day if we have to entertain
them. Keep everyone
them.
Inside.
Yeah.
Go
but
on
that,
them.
That'll
on
be
them.
Pretty cool. And they also post it later. So if you miss the live stream, you can check it out.
Fantastic.
So no rush. Take it at your leisure.
Fantastic. What else have we got going on?
Well, that's the videos, but I want to talk about this crazy theatre fact that I found out.
Oh my God.
So lots of people think that the first woman to ever grace the London stage was Margaret Hughes, who was Desdemona in Shakespeare's Othello.
Okay.
And this is, we're going way back to the 1600s here, so many, many a moon ago. But apparently it was this woman called Mary Frith, who sounds crazy. Her nickname was Moll Cutpurse.
Sorry, what?
Moll Cutpurse.
Ah, still makes absolutely no sense.
Or the governess of London's underground.
Oh my God.
She was a thief, a pimp, and a cross-dresser. She smoked, you know, hell.
Oh my gosh.
Hell on earth, wore breeches, and she pimped out women and men for both women and men.
Oh my gosh.
So she was a quite the cat.
Quite the cat. And so
the story goes that she caused like such a scene. I don't know if that's a good enough pun to really comment on. But anyway, she caused a scene that these dudes wrote a play about her called The Roaring Girl, but didn't invite her to be a part of it. And so she was really annoyed because at that point it was still mainly men playing women's roles. And she just didn't think the guy who was playing her was good enough. So she usurped him and made her theatrical debut playing herself.
That is so full on.
What an absolute icon. She sounds wild.
I
think, you know, the dream dinner party guest scenario that's going on? I feel like that's a good game to play with your flat or your household at the moment.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She'd be on my list now, I think, of dream dinner party guests. I reckon she'd have a few stories.
I think I'd be scared of her.
Yeah, maybe. Terrifying.
But anyway.
So that's awesome. So what year are we talking about here? When was she gracing the stage?
This was 1660.
Nice. Just back in the day a little bit.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's a very good theatre fact and a couple of very good live streams that people can go and tune into if they want to have a good laugh.
Totally.
Just a shout out from this end to our very own Tim Batt, who's doing This Is Happening, his happening show from his garage as well. You can follow them on Facebook. Have you had a look at that one yet, Zoe?
I haven't, but I've been told to, so that might be a way I fill my day today.
Fantastic. And I also want to shout out to Chris Parker, another fantastic comedian who is... on a felting journey on Instagram at the moment. And I've been enjoying watching that. It's just on his Instagram stories.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It is.
I've accidentally felted some jumpers before.
Yeah, this is
how
more
do you
of a
accidentally
like,
felt?
Well, if you put like a woolen jumper in the wash
on a hot wash,
it'll felt.
Yeah.
I think it'll turn into felt.
That's less of a joyful experience, maybe.
Yeah, it is.
But
it is.
Watching Chris Parker make little rabbits and hats is a very wholesome time.
Oh,
so.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you so much, Zoe. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
It's a pleasure to hear you guys.
It's lovely to have some theatre facts. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
That's what we like to hear. See ya.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was. Big thank you to Zoe.